Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We're learning Masechtas Megillah Daf Yates and Mebeis. The Mishnah says a kol k'shem ligrishes in Megillah chutz micheri sheita v'katan abuna machshav v'katan. So everyone who's mechuyev in the Megillah is kosher to be carried the Megillah. The Gemara discusses cheirish if that's a chatchila b'di'evid, and sheita is not mechuyev, and katan is a machlokes the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. So Taisus asks a kasha. Kasha, be'ezah katan, which katan are we discussing? If it's le'igil l'chinuch, so what's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? Kol she'en mechuyev da me'etzachem d'eche v'asay. He's magil l'chinuch. The Taisus asks a kasha from the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas mavur that on a chiyev derabanan a katan could be mitzi, because it says ben mevarich la'aviv, that a son could be nega bracha for his father, and even though he's a katan. And it says to him in a case where the av ate a kazayis or a kebeah, which is a shur derabanan. So the katan, his chiyev is derabanan of chinuch. We might see the av who only ate a shur derabanan. So why don't we say by Megillah also, Megillah is also only a chiyev derabanan. Why can't the katan be mitzi? Similarly, as a kasha by halal, it says in the Gemara in Sukkah that a katan can't be mitzi with kriyas halal. If a katan v'yishe makar esa ayna makar mashayim ayimrim, the question is why? How is also a din derabanan? What's the difference between berachas hamazon when you have only a chiyuv derabanan, either kazayis and a kebeah, and megillah or halal, which is also only a chiyuv derabanan? So Taisa says that the problem is that by a katan is less mechuyev because it's two derabanans. First of all, the whole megillah is derabanan for everyone. It's derabanan, and second, for him specifically, all is chiyuv derabanan. He's only a bar chinuch, so male, that's called trei derabanan. So what about by Berachas HaMazon? There, the case is the katan ekidei sviya. So the katan and the gadol are in the same level. The gadol is derabanan because he didn't ekidei sviya. So for him, Berachas HaMazon is derabanan. The katan ekidei sviya, so Berachas HaMazon is derabanan, but it's derabanan because the katan. So since it's both chad derabanan, a chad derabanan can be made to a chad derabanan. That's the Tesis. And Taisus also says it's in Brachas after the Svav and Aleph. Now, what is Rabbi Yehuda's shita? Rabbi Yehuda says that Rabbi Yehuda's machshav a katan. So as I l'chayy you could say Rabbi Yehuda holds there's no such thing. A katan is a bar chiyuv, but it's a chiltin shrei derabanan a chad derabanan. He disagrees with the logic of le'asi shrei derabanan a laf a chad derabanan. Thing is, the Mishnah later on the Chavdal and Aleph says about a katan that he can't be Paris of Shema, he can't be Oivel of Ne'atev, and he can't be Nasi as Kapov. The Chayy of Paris of Shema and Oivel Ne'atev is being Maitzi, the Olam, with Birchas Krishma or with Shmei Nasri. So, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue there. Rabbi Yehuda talks that Rabbi Yehuda is in the Mishnah about Sumi, he doesn't argue about Kata. So, the Isis Rabbi Yehuda agrees that a Katan can't be Maitzi Dechevase. It's done for the same reason. They also trade their Banaman Vechadar Banan. So, Taisa says, by Megillah, there's more of a kula, because Afen Haya Ba'isa Neis, Afen Haya Ba'isa Safik Lahashmin Laharig, Rabbi Yehuda made him like a gadol. And the Svar of Afen Haya Ba'isa Neis is Makshiv the Katan, Kilu is the gadol, according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Taisus says. Now the Ramban argues on Taisus. The Ramban in Melchamis, in Masech Nisbrachis, Daf Chafim and Beis, it's also in the Skadushim, Masech Nisbrachis, Daf Lam and Aleph, and it's brought down here in the Ran. That says, "Dam, a katan can never be mitzi a gadol, because the katan's bechal not mechuyev b'davar. It's not the pshat that the katan's mechuyev midirabanan. No, a katan is not mechuyev altogether. Chiyev chinuch is the father's mechuyev to mechanechim, but the katan himself has no chiyev bechal. There's also a Rashi on Brachas Dafim Chesem and Aleph that the Gemara there is mavur that a gadol who eats a kazayis can be mitzi. Someone even eats a kadesh sviya." So what's the pshat? Either gadol is only mechuyev midirabanan. How can it be mitzi someone is mechuyev midiraisa? So Rashi says in Shtikl Chiddush that mechuyev derabanan is also called mechuyev bedaver, and it can be mitzi ram midei chavasa. And that's how Rashi learns he could be mitzi. And he asks the kasha. So what about a katan? A katan igil lechinuch. We say not that way. A katan igil lechinuch. So he says who afil midirabanan le mechayev. The lei davua who derami lechinuchay. He's not even mechuyev midirabanan. The mitzvah chinuch is only on the father. Shaila is, what do you do with the Gemara in Brachas that Taisus brings, that a ben is mevarech la'aviv? The Gemara there said, says that Isha and the Ben can be Baruch Lov. The Gemara wanted to bring a Raya that Isha is Mechayiv and Baruch Samazim in their Isa. And then the Gemara says, it is Baruch, but the Ben anyway is not Mechayiv in their Isa. Elamai, the Oviv didn't eat a shear. He only ate a Kazayas or Kabay. He didn't eat a shear that's Mechayiv in their Isa. So you see, but I'll go upon him in that case, the Ben could be might see him. So the Ramban and the Ridva also says this over here, they both say that the case of Ben Mevarach L'Aviv in Brachas is a Ben Gadol. He's a Ben, he's 13 years old. So, it's a bit shvet. The Gemara L'Chari says Mefurish not that way, because the Gemara that says, L'Tameich, how could a Ben be Mevarach L'Aviv, and that's the Zanayim that the Aviv didn't eat a Kadei Sviyam. But, the Ramban wasn't curious that part of the Gemara. L'Tameich, what's Pshanim Ben? Okay, the Gemara only said L'Achadei Sviyam for the case of Isha. For the case of Ben, the Gemara didn't ask the Kasha. Because Ben, the Gemara didn't have a Kasha, Ben doesn't mean a Ben Katan, a Ben means a Ben Gadol. But a Katan can never be Maitzi Aviv, because he's not Mechuyi B'davar. And what's Pshan in Rabbi Huda? So the Ramban says, Afenayu Baisenes, says, Rabbi Huda says, he's called a Mechuyi B'davar as Afenayu Baisenes. And the Ran's bothered with that svar. If a Katan is never a Mechuyi B'davar, so Avin Ayyub Baisenes, he didn't think it could be called a Mechuyib Adavar if Stamazay is not a Mechuyib Adavar. That's why I like Taisiv Shat. The Khan is always considered Mechuyib Min Rabbanan. It's just that you have two Durabbanans, he have two Durabbanans, and by benching, you only have one Durabbanan. So you have to know Pshat in the Machlaik is Taisiv in the Ramban. What's a Pshat? It sounds like maybe a big Kiddush. That Taiz holds that the Khan himself is Mechuyiv. He's not a Baranchin, but he has to do it. The Chazal matel the Chiv on the Khatan. Vashenk and the Ban holds the Khan doesn't have to do anything. The Khan doesn't listen to anyone. Chazal said the father has to instruct him to do it. But the Khan himself is not Mechuyiv. But it's a bit schwer to hear that a Khan himself should be Mechuyiv. If he's not Mechuyiv, the Chay is not a Bar Chiyuv, it doesn't pass for him Chiyuv. I mean, the Rabban is Mechuyiv. It's a bit schwer. Rabbi Reuven in Sukkot brings a Chikrei Leiv, Sefer from a guy in Svaydi, the Chikrei Leiv, Simen Shimem Gimel, Sef Ayin, that even according to Taisus, he's really not Mechuyiv. He's just considered a Baruch Yuvam because of his father's Chiyiv. The Steichemid also talks about it, Chelek Beis Mechus Ches Chal Samach. He brings such a thing, that even though Taisus calls him a Mechuyiv Rabbanan, that doesn't mean the Katan's Mechuyiv. It's because of his father's Chiyiv that he's called Mechuyiv. So Rabbi Reuven says his Svarim, and the Ramban and Taiz are arguing in Lamdas. What's the pshat? According to the Ramban, the mitzvah schiv, the chiv chinuch is on the av. The says that the av is a mechuyiv to mechinuch. It's nothing to do with the ben. It's not the ben's mitzvah b'chlal. It's the av's mitzvah to be mechanuch. Now, saying according to Taisus, the pshat in the mitzvah chinuch is like this. It's not a mitzvah for the ben. Chazal mechayiv the ben, but the ben himself doesn't have to keep that chiv. Chazal made that the father is in charge of the Ben's Chiyiv. But the Chavs of the Chiyiv is the Ben's Chiyiv. Also, the Brisker Rav, in Nazir Daf Lamed, also says as Ashmuz, he, Mamish says, come out the same word, that even though he's called the Mechuyiv, the Rabbanan, doesn't mean he's Mechuyiv. Only the father's Mechuyiv. But the father's, the din that the father's Mechuyiv is, the Chazal made it, it's the Ben's mitzvah, and the father's responsible for making sure that the Ben does his mitzvah. Not the Ben. The Ben's not responsible, the father's responsible. Reb Reuven says, it's like the Reb Chaim said of art, the Baruch Meir brings from Reb Chaim, that what's the din of Milas Ad, that the Av is a Chiv, Lomolas Benoy. Taich Reb Chaim, it's not the Pshadi is a Chiv to mal your son, it's really the son's mitzvah. Now the son's 8 days old, he can't do a mitzvah. The father has a Chiv that the son should be Mekayim his mitzvah. It's mutl on the father, the son should be Mekayim his mitzvah. The same idea over here, it's the son's mitzvah. It's mutl on the father, the son should mekayim his mitzvah. So Mela, when the son does it, that's called a bar chiyuva. Because it's the son has a chiyuv, he's not responsible for the chiyuv, it's the father that's responsible for his chiyuv. Lefi zeh, where really nobody holds that the son has any responsibility b'chlal. It's a shayla in lamdas. When Chazal made a mitzvah schinach, was it just a mitzvah? Father, teach your son about the mitzvahs. Train your son to do these mitzvahs. But the emes in the son's not being mekayim the mitzvah b'chlal. Or no, Chazal said the son also has a mitzvah to do, but if either he's not responsible to do it, the father is responsible that the son should mekayim his mitzvah. So it's not so shvei to say that by Megillah, it's different. The Atlein Hayyad Ba'isa Anes is the pshat that it's not only the father has a responsibility to train his son to read Megillah. Rabbi Yudol's no. Atlein Hayyad Ba'isa Anes means that there was a chiv Megillah on the children also because they were Ba'isa Anes. And Avad, it's only the father that has the responsibility that the son's Mekayim is chiv, but it becomes the chiv on the son. Forget it, the Ramban is a little bit more mistava. According to Taisus, where all the time the pshat is, the son's considered mechuyev, it's the son's mitzvah. Love is then, that's gufa derabanan. So maybe that's the trade, that makes it trade derabanan. So where did Afin Ayyub Ayyub, where did I make it a chad derabanan? You're always considering the son of mechuyev in derabanan. The teretz is, he's only mechuyev in derabanan because he's a katan. And Avad even Nachtam Afin Ayyub Ayyub, it's not an egg and a chiv. It's only the father that's responsible to mechanechim. According to the Ramban, it's a little better. The Ramban holds good. The father has to mechanechim. He has no chiv. By Megillah, Rabbi Yehuda holds a special chiddush that Afanei v'Neis means that the Chazal didn't only wanted that the father should be mechanechim. He wanted that the son himself should have a chiv Megillah, which the father is mutal on the father, he's mekayim, because of Afanei v'Neis, not only because of chinuch. L'maisa, Rabbi Yehuda didn't like this far. Rabbi Yehuda tell him that he can't consider him a chiyuv adav unless he's personally responsible for the chiyuv. So that's why he learned in Taisa's Mokab Shutai that Taisa says, the son is a chiyuv adav. You can say such a thing. The son's a chiyuv. He's not a bar ancient. He's not going to get any consequences. But the Chazal said, no, he's a chiyuv. The son himself has to do it. Now, Kopanim, by Birchas Amaz and Kum Taisa, we have two shittas. Taisa says, the only time a ben could be mevarech la'aviv is when the ben ate a kadesh sviya. And the father did not. The father only ate Kedayis HaKadei. I mean, that's the Chari Klar. If the father ate Kedayis Svi, the Ben can't be Maitzim. It's not Mechuyi B'davar. So the father is Mechuyi B'Daraisa, and the Ben is not. But if that it says that a son can be Mevarech La'aviv, Taisus holds that the son ate Kedayis Svi, and the father did not. So now they're both Chad Rabbanan. The Baruch Yuv is equal, that's why he can Maitzim. Manos, no. That a kan is never a mechuyev adav, he can't be mitzi even if he ate a kadei sviya. But the Shulchan Aruch holds the third shita, more kuladik. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Beivav says that if the father didn't eat a kadei sviya, gadol didn't eat a kadei sviya, a kan could be mitzim. He doesn't say that the katan, it's only when the katan ate kadei sviya. The Magen Avraham also brings the dig from the Aguda that way. It's also mavur that way in the Rambam, the Aruch HaShulchan's medayik that way. He says a katan could be mevarech lavav. He doesn't mention that the katan had to eat a kadei sviya. So the katan can't be mitzi aviv unless the aviv didn't eat a kadei sviya, and then a katan could be, and didn't say a katan had to eat a kadei sviya. So kumdes we have taisis kasha. How come by benching when the father didn't eat a kadei sviya, it's only mechuyim derabanan, a katan could be mitzi. Megillah is also derabanan. Megillah is also derabanan. So why is the Mishnah hold, the Tanakam hold, he can't be mitzi? So the Magen Avraham, Simon Tafresh Beites of Kandal, and has a teretz b'shem Rav Eliyahu Mizrachi, and it's Mi'at and Ismag, that it's different here. By Megillah, the Kadin is always going to be trade Rabbanan. Mashenka by benching, even though now the Kadin didn't eat Kadei Sviya, so Lachari is trade Rabbanan, but he could be Chad Rabbanan, he could eat Kadei Sviya if he wants, that makes him a Mechuyi B'davar. It sounds like the fact that he's Roy to eat Kadei Sviya, so he becomes a Mechuyi B'davar, and it can be Maitzia Durabanan. You don't consider him two Durabanans because he's right to be only one Durabanan if he ate Kedei Sviya. We'll speak about that more in a second. Now, Taisus and Brachis, really, who asks this Kasha, the steer, the Gemara Megillah, Gemara and Brachis, the Taisus and Brachis asks, and Megillah was saying that a cotton cannot be Maitzia Gadol, even though he's a Bar Chinuch. Now, Shengen, by benching, when you didn't need, when it's only a Shir Durabanan, a cotton could be Maitzia. So Taisus says, the Rashba here brings this also. So that's another teretz. Einachinami a katan cannot be mitzi someone even on a chiv derabanan, perhaps because leyasi trade derabanan mafichad derabanan, or perhaps because he's not mechuyev altogether. But specifically by the case of Birch Samazim, we ate a kazayas a kadeya. That's not really a chiyuv, it sounds like. That's a chumris yaserta. If he's mechuyev, so a katan can't be leitzim. Here it's a chumris yaserta, hey mechmir al atzman akazayis at kideya, Bekal niftar mimena. So Kula Chazal said that a kohen can be mitzi. The Rashi says it's the daichik, but he says another interesting svara. He says in regard to regular mitzvahs derabanan, so everyone has a serious mitzvah derabanan, and a kohen only has chinuch. So meila, serious mitzvah derabanan is more than a chinuch on mitzvah derabanan. Right? That's the svara of trei derabanan and chad derabanan. But Berach Samazer really is a deraisa dekadin. Navas, you're telling me, but the kohen didn't need a shir deraisa. But the chinuch is the same chinuch. When Chazal made the chinuch of Berach Samazen, it's a chamadik chinuch. It's a chinuch on a deraisa dekadin. So mainly, even if the kohen happened not to eat a shir deraisa, but the chinuch is considered a chinuch deraisa, and mainly it's considered equal to the chiv derabanan of the father which ate a kazayas or kaveya. Even though all the kohen did also was eat a kazayas or kaveya. But the chinuch on a kohen for Berach Samazen, which Berach Samazen be'ikir is deraisa, is a more chamadik chiyav chinuch than, let's say, on mitzvahs which are be'ikir derabanan. So, mele, on that chiyav chinuch, it could be mitzi the av, even though the kohen also only had a shura derabanan. But there's Rabbi Kivenga, in Shal Shachuva Simon Zion, he says he doesn't understand the whole kasha. We'll go with Taisa Svar. Every mitzvah derabanan, a kohen can't be mitzi, because le'asi, Trader Rabbanan or Mafichad Rabbanan. So what's your kasha? So by a katan, if he ate a sheikh kazayis, if he ate a sheikh kadesh sviya, so then we have Tosis Svara. And a chad Rabbanan, he's also chad Rabbanan. He's a chad Rabbanan because he's a katan. And the father's a chad Rabbanan because he's a kadesh sviya, so they're both a chad Rabbanan. But if a katan ate a kazayis or a kabeya, so why is Trader Rabbanan? So I tell you, no. Because if a gondol would eat a kazayis, could he be mitzi a gadol that ate kadesh sviya? Achayil say no. He's only mechuyev mida rabbanan. He only ate a kazayis, and the gadol who ate a kadesh sviya is mechuyev mida raisa. But by a gadol we don't say that. It's mefurish gemara brachis memfes that you can mitzi sarami after the kazayis dagan. And what's the pshat? So Taisus of the year explains as arvus kol yisrael arevim zel lezeh. You don't have to actually, just like afi shiyatsu mitzi. As long as you're mechuyiv in the mitzvah, you could be mitzi anyone. So when you're dealing with the mitzvah derabanan, so there, a gadol has a mitzvah derabanan, a katan has two derabanans. First of all, the whole mitzvah is derabanan, second of all, he's a katan, it's derabanan. Vashengim, when you're dealing with benching, so you're saying it's two derabanans because the katan didn't eat a kadesh sviya. But a gadol in his position could be mitzi a gadol, who ate kadesh sviya. Because since the gadol is mechuyev midiraisa in the Indian of benching altogether, he's bechlal arvus, so he can be mitzi even someone who ate kadesh sviya. So why can't a katan do it? Only because he's a katan. And midirabanan is mechuyev. So that's one derabanan. Say, in a chinami, he can't be mitzi someone who ate kadesh sviya. So the mitzi midiraisa is not a berachiv at all. The berachiv is only midirabanan. But to call him two derabanans, every kveger says that's nisht. Because if the pshat is that somebody who ate a gadol, that ate a kazayis, can't be mitzi a gadol, ate kadesh sviya, because that's a derabanan being mitzi a deraisa, so then you're going to add to the fact that he's didn't eat kadesh sviya and he's a katan, so now he's two derabanans, he won't be able to be mitzi even a gadol which ate a kazayis. But since a gadol which ate a kazayis could be mitzi a gadol which ate kadesh sviya, he's called the mechuyev deraisa, even though he didn't eat kadesh sviya, because arvus makes the mechuyev midiraisa. Okay, so why is the katan not deraisa? Only for one reason: not because he didn't eat kadesh sviya. Had he been a gadol, even without kadesh sviya, he'd be mechuyev midiraisa. So why is he derabanan? Only because he's a katan. So man, let's chad derabanan. He makes a chad derabanan. He asked for a kasha on Taisus. He says, this is Gufa de Pshat and the Re'im, the rebellion Mizrahi that we mentioned, the Magen Avraham brought down. To answer the Kasha on the Shulchan Aruch says that by Megillah, a katan can be made to a gadol. But the Shulchan Aruch says by benching, a katan could be made to a gadol that didn't eat kadesh sviya, and doesn't say that the katan has to have eaten kadesh sviya. And the Re'im says because he could eat kadesh sviya, so that you're bekeg, this is what he means. Because, hey, yois, there's no tnai by a gadol he has to eat kadesh sviya. The fact that he could eat kadesh sviya is a penchel mechuyev davar, makes him a chuyiv because the God, one is being mighty akedei svi because of Arvus. So Mel is bechal that trade rabbanan. He buys shver and taisis and he argues halacha lemeis on the dagam avav. Dagam avav was discussing the din is that kiddush is deraisa even for nashim. Nashim amechiyavus and kiddush ayayim deraisa. As I state the gemara, now the achrayim all neman that kiddush al ayayin is derabbanan. And Mel, if you daven meiriv, you already yetsa that din kiddush deraisa. So here's the problem. Let's say the isha didn't daven meiriv and the ish daven meiriv. So the end of pshat is. So Dagam Vav had a problem that the Nashim not bechal Arvus. Then come on, about that. But the Dagam Vav says if a katan could a katan be mitzi an isha that already daven ma'ariv. So he wanted to say right that he can't because a katan is trade rabbanan. First of all, he's a katan, and second of all, he already daven ma'ariv. So he already was yaitzim me deraisa. So it's two derabbanans. Kiddush al ayayim when you already daven ma'ariv is derabbanan. He's a katan is derabbanan. The isha is mechuyev mi deraisa. She daven ma'ariv, so now she's mechuyev mi derabbanan. She's one derabbanan. So a katan won't be able to yemaitzi an isha in kiddush if the isha daven ma'ariv, even if the katan also daven ma'ariv. Is that your kveg? No, because since same cheshbon, since had he been a gadol, it wouldn't share the fact that he daven ma'ariv. He can be mitzi someone that didn't daven ma'ariv. Because by a gadol we say afish yatzim meitzi, so he doesn't have to actually be mechuyev mideraisa. Since he's a bar chiyev mideraisa, even though he daven ma'ariv, so he's yetzis chiyev mideraisa, but he still can be meitzi someone mechuyev mideraisa. How come a katan can't do it? Not because he already daven ma'ariv. That doesn't matter because by a gadol it wouldn't matter. Elamai only because he's a katan. So it's called chadar abanan. He can be meitzi an isha that already daven ma'ariv because she's also chadar abanan. Now the Chazli Nish, Simchav Tesef Kanei, also the Zichron Shmuel and Simchav, explains Pshat and Taisis and the Dagam Mevava. What's Tak of Pshat and Taisis? Why is he calling the Katan a Trader Rabbanan? And saying that a Katan, it can only be Maitzi Gadol Fi Ekedei Sviya. It's like the Chazli Nish and Shmuel Zavsky, because by a Gadol, he's Taka called Mechuyim Midiraisa. Why? Because the Gadol has Din of Arvus. Arvus is Kol Yisrael or even Zelazet. But as long as the Gadol is a Bar Chiyuva, so he becomes an Arev. So even if he was Yaitse Hischiv, or even let's say by benching, he only ate a Kazayis, but since the one he's being Maitzi is Mechuyiv Midaraisa, he becomes Mechuyiv Nyan Hischiv as Arvis as Kol Yisrael or even Zelazeh. So therefore, a Gadol doesn't matter if he's Mechuyiv Midaraisa, even if he was, as long as he's a Bar Chiyuva, even let's say by benching, he only ate a Kazayis, he's only Mechuyiv Midarabana, or by another case, by Kiddush, let's say he was Yaitse Reni, doesn't matter. He's still called a mechuyev midaraisa because of the svar of Arvus. A katan doesn't have Arvus. Even midarabanan, a katan doesn't have Arvus. That he doesn't have Arvus is a metzias, it's a fact. That's not adding a darabanan. He's not an Arv, period. Even midarabanan, he's not an Arv. So mele by a katan, there's no musik of afvish yatsa meitzi. So mele by a katan, he could only be meitzi mitzad his own chiyev. And if he's a two darabanan, A, he's a katan. B, he didn't nikadei sviya. You're right. Had he been a gadol, the nani nikadei sviya wouldn't bother us at all, and he'd even be maitziya deraisa. But now he's a katan, the not eating kadei sviya is a problem for a katan. Not only because he's a katan. Because he's a katan, there is no arvus. So there's no way to make him a bar chiyuva. He has to taka be a bar chiyuva. And he's only a bar chiyuva if he himself is mechuyiv. And here, there's two derabbanans that need to make him a mechuyev. First of all, he's a katan. Second of all, he didn't need to share deraisa. And last of the three derabbanan, udachi chad, maitzi chad derabbanan. That's how the chazanishin of Shulazovsky, amyashi Rabbi Kvegas kasha and tesis, amyashi the psaka, the dogu mevava, halacha lemaisa, if the katan already daven ma'ariv, so he's called the three derabbanan. First of all, he's the katan. Second of all, the whole kiddush is the rabbanan when you daven ma'ariv. He won't be able to. He might see an issue with daven ma'ariv. She's the chad the rabbanan. Now, lemaisa, the Mishnah has a machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda and the rabbanan. The rabbanan say that a katan can't be maitzi. Rabbi Yehuda says the katan could be maitzi. Rav Yishayin and Pasim like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rosh and the Rif really leave it out, but the Torah is medayik from the Rosh and then the same digs from the Rif. If they bring the Mishnah and don't say anything, they mean to say, Yachav Ram, Lachak Ram, that we don't pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. The Torah also brings it the Mahag Paskins like the Tanakhama. The Rambam also says in Mefurish Tochs Megillah Perik Alpha Lachem Beis that a katan who's not mechuyev adava can't be maitzi. But there is a reason that does pass in like a Yehuda. The Torah brings the Bala Itta. It says we pass in like a Yehuda that a katan shegil lechinuch works. The nice of the Shulchan Aruch is saysim that a katan can't be maitzi by Megillah. By Megillah, yeah. Now by Ner Chanukah, the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Chav Gimel says that lika chayr shayt of a katan layasa v'leiklum. As I state by Ner Chanukah, that if a chayr shayt of a katan a man like Ner Chanukah doesn't work and no one's yaitza. The Rambam brings the Bala Itter, that that's only a katan that's not loy higil lechinuch. A katan shigil lechinuch works. Now the chayr and the Rambam is mashed away. The Bala Itter is the shitasei. The Bala Itter paskins here Megillah like Rabbi Yehuda that a katan higil lechinuch you might see Megillah. Who in Ner Chanukah? A katan can be maitzi if he's a gil lechinuch, he maitzi in Ner Chanukah. Now we had mentioned before, though, that the Ramban and Tosfos on Daf Chav Dalet say that even if Yehuda holds, normally a katan can't be maitzi, because even they hold a katan is shei the Rabbanan according to Tosfos or bechlal not a barchiv according to the Ramban. And it's just here by Megillah we say afanayid leisaneis that makes him into a wonder Rabbanan or that makes him into a barchiv according to the Ramban. So we say it by Megillah. Right, we didn't say clearly by Chanukah. Or maybe by Chanukah. What's the episode of Afanei by Senes? I'm not sure. But the guy in the Bir Agra, in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Hey, he says that the Bala Itta held that all over Rebbe Yehuda holds a katan can maitzi. And that's why he passed like the Bala Itta, because of Taisus Kasha. Taisus Kasha was, you see by Birchus HaMazon, that a katan can be maitzi, a gadol didn't make it a sviya. Vaisteis, we hold the katan can be maitzi, on a chiv der Rabbanan, and he hold. And he also taka machlekes, and we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda also katan kim maitzi by all dinim derabbanan. Now we mentioned Taizan Daf Chav Dalet said that by halal that he can't. It's a Mishnah in Sukkah that by halal he can't be maitzi. So the guy says maybe the Bala Itta holds and halal is the raisa like the Bahag holds and halal is the raisa. But by all mitzvahs derabbanan, a katan could be maitzi a gadol. So we have like four sheet this come days. Taisus holds a trade rabbanan can't be maitzi chad rabbanan, but when a katan is chad rabbanan, like a katan which ate kedei sviya, he could be maitzi a gadol which is chad rabbanan because he didn't eat kedei sviya. We have there a man that holds that a katan is never considered a bachiyuv, he can't be maitzi, and both Taisus and the Ramban hold that Behuda only holds away by Megillah. We have a shita that by Birchus HaMazon he could be maitzi, even if the katan didn't eat kedei sviya. Because Birchus HaMazon is different for whatever reason, like we discussed earlier. And we have the Bala Itter, which the way the guy is learning, Khan Kuris Mimaitzi Bachiyuv Nerabbanan, Khan is called Machiyuv Nerabbanan, because he passed him like Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Magen Avraham, in Siman Tafresh Peites of Khan Zion, he has to steer in the Shulchan Aruch. By Chanukah, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that a katan doesn't work, but he says, Yesh Eimim, that by Megillah Lechinuch it does work, like the Bala Itter. So he brings a Shinta, that Yaisu with the halakha of an Eris Chanukah by a katan that's a gil lechinuch. But Helchus Megillah, he paskin stam, that a katan that reads the Megillah, Yenai Yaisu, it doesn't mean any shita that it works. What's the pshat lechayr is Stephen Shulchan Aruch? Why by Helchus Chanukah the Shulchan Aruch brought a shita that it works by a katan that's a gil lechinuch? And by Helchus Megillah, it doesn't bring such a shita. Yaman Abshach, if you're going with the Bala Itter, so we should say, pass like if you're this, by Megillah also it should work. We're not going with the Bala Itter, so why didn't he bring up a Hilchus Chanukah? So the Kama Achreinim that were mechaven to a teretz to answer this kasha, that there's a big difference between Chanukah and Megillah. By Chanukah, the halakha of the katan is not being meitzi someone like a shliach. The pshat is the house has halakha neiris shuveisa. If anyone in the house lights halakha's neiris, that makes a din that everyone is in the household is yetzer, not because yen is meitzi them. Because it is Adlaka. So as long as it's a Skyim Adlaka, even Al Schinach, but has a Tairis Adlaka, so you don't need the Kadin to be Maitzi you. You just need the Bayan should have Adlaka. Chacham Tzvi says this, it's a Naisaf at the end of the Sefer Siman Yad Gimel. So Asamba says this Teretz, and the Zichron Shmuel, Shmuel Zavsky says this Teretz, both in Siman Yad Tesla is Dalin and Siman Chafa is Zayin. Al Chayim would have to stay in the Teretz, because we want him Shech. If you're considering a katan of Bar Chiyuva because of Chinuch, so why can't it be Maitzi by Megillah? If you're not considering a Bar Chiyuva because Chinuch doesn't make you a Bar Chiyuva, so how come by Chanukah works? Chayush and Shaita don't work by Chanukah. How are you being mechalik? So Rav Shmuel Zevsky is masbe very stark. He says there's two dinim why you need a bar chayuva. You need a bar chayuva in order that it should have a shei maisa mitzvah. If it doesn't have a shei maisa mitzvah, it doesn't start. Benegei of that din, there's no chilik how many derabbanans you have. We'll go with the Teres of Taisis, Layasi Chei derabbanan, Vedachi Mamafi Ka derabbanan. But benegei to make the chevtsa, chevtsa of a maisa mitzvah, that makes no difference. It either is a mitzvah or it's not. If me derabbanan, it's a mitzvah, makes no difference, Chei derabbanan, Ka derabbanan. But there's another din, Mitzad the Gavra. That you want to be a mitzvah from this person. He's like a shliach, but a mitzvah. If he's not as mechuyev as you are, so his maisa can't work for you, because you're more mechuyev than he is. But that's not mitzad the maisa mitzvah. That's mitzad the gavra. So by Chanukah, he's not being made to you. The house has to have adlaka. The house has adlaka. I mean, they're abundant, and the whole Chanukah is their abundant. He's considered a bachayuv, al tzchinuch. I by him, it's Jay Durabani, it's Chad Durabani, it makes no difference. The Chavs is the Chavs of the Mitzvah. Once the house has it, anyone can be Yitzah with it. Mashayin Kain, by Megillah, or by the other things, when you're being Yitzah from the person, so then the Pshat is, he's like your Shliach, so there he has him, the Dark of Yochiv. There you have the sort of Jay Durabani, can't be Yitzah Chad Durabani. That's why by Megillah was Pasha to the Shulchan Aruch, that it won't work. But by Chanukah, there's two tzadim. You have a tzad that it works because it blames a nice mitzvah. It says, Taisus Lamashal asked the kasha by Suma. Suma is only chayiv in the Rabbanan. So how could it be mitzi? It says that Suma is not chayiv in Tzibitzis Mitzchayim in the Rabbanan, but still they could be mitzi them. They said, because they held that Matzib is Manazez the Rabbanan, and that's why they were mitzi. As I state the Gemara Msachim. So Taisus asked the kasha, why don't you say it's Chay the Rabbanan? That Suma is always the Rabbanan, and we have his man as Etz the Rabbanan, and how can the Meitzi Chad the Rabbanan? So Taisa says, the Suma is different, because he was Kvai Nischayev. That's what Taisa says. Since he was already Nischayev, he became a Suma afterwards, so he's different. And Taisa Chavdal says a different Svara, because he's a Gadol, a Bardas, he's better than a Katan. If you're going to talk about Mitzad the Chefs of the Mitzvah, the fact is, Kvai Nischayev, what's the difference? But now he's not Nischayev. You have to say this svar. It's on the chefs of the mitzvah. Trade their abundance are no different. It's a mitzvah. Now the question is, but how can you be mitzvah when someone is not mechuyev like you're mechuyev? So then the fact that he was mechuyev, he just lost his chiyev segut, so he blames the same barchiyuv as you. Well, the fact that he's a gadol, a bardas, so you look at him, kilo, he's mechuyev. But that's if you're going mitzvah the gavra. So that's the teretz of the Shulchan Aruch. By Megillah, we have to be Yitzchak from him. So Katan's trade the Rabbanan, and he can't be Yitzchak had the Rabbanan. By Shegim, by Chanukah, you're not being Yitzchak from him. The house had Adlaka. There's no Chilik in the Maisa Mitzvah. It is the Maisa Mitzvah, even with trade the Rabbanan. So then you can be Yitzchak. You don't need him to be Yitzchak to you. The Maisa, the house has Adlaka. And now let's go right up. The Mishnah also said Cheresh. Now Cheresh, like we said, normally a Cheresh is Eina Medavah, Eina Shemei, is not a Bardas. So Memele, he's not Mechuyev in Mitzvahs, but in this case, it can't mean that, because how would he read the Megillah if he's Eina Medaber? So obviously, he's a Medaber, he's Eina Shenea. So the Gemara says, why doesn't it work? The Gemara starts off, and it goes like Rabbi Yesi says, the Kurish man with Shmuel Azav Lo Yotz. Can hear, he's not Yetzah. And then the Gemara says, maybe it goes like Rabbi Yehuda, but Lechatchila, he needs to be able to be a Shmuel Azav. So the Shaila is, even if the Kairi didn't hear, but Lamaisa the Tziva heard, so why shouldn't the Tziva be Yaitzeh? What's the Svara, even though the Kairi wasn't Yaitzeh, he was Kairi Vele Yishmiel Aznav, what's the Svara why the Tziva isn't Yaitzeh? The Tziva heard. So Rabbi Kivega, and true is at the end of Simon Zion, he names on the reason is because he's Einam Achuyah B'davar. A Cheirish that can't hear, he can't be Yaitzeh Megillah, he can't hear the Megillah. He can't read the Megillah because Leish Shmuel Aznav. So he can't be Yaitzah. He's not a Mechuyev Adav. He's not Mechuyev in the Mitzvah's Megillah because he can't hear. And Memela, that's why he can't be Maitzi. And he says the same thing with Kiyah Shefen. Simon Tavkov Peites, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, and a Cheresh, even if he could talk, if he can hear, he can't be Maitzi Achem and Kiyah Shefen. He's not a Baruch Yuvah. He's not able to hear. So like Rabbi Kveg, it's the same time. Someone who can't hear is not mechuyev in the mitzvahs tkiyah shayfah. The truth is, the kolbay in the tashbat, the beisayisiv rud, says klar, that that's the reason why a cheresh can be mitzvah others in tkiyah shayfah. even though he's a bekeach l'chodvarim, he could talk, but still he can't hear. Also, he can't be meisin tkiyah shefer. He's not called a mechuyah b'dak. So let's say, Iva Zay, you have someone that could hear. He just stuffs up his ears with something, but Ifin, that he's not able to hear what he's reading now, but he could hear. So then he could be meitzin. He's not yetzin. He reads the Megillah, or he blows the shefer, and he can't hear it because his ears are stuffed up. But he's a mechuyah b'davar. The reason why he's saying he can't be meitzin, he's a mechuyah b'davar. He can pull out the things from his ears and be yetzin. He kind of has things in his ears now. And mainly we're able to be meitzin. The Prima Gondar really says it's clear. Simon Tafkuf Pei Zayin, Lagabe Tekei B'bar. The din is by Tekei B'bar. If you're inside the bar, yetzin. If you're out of the bar, you're not yetzin. What if the Tekei is out of the bar and the people are listening inside the bar? The Prima Gondar says he's not yetzin, but the others are yetzin. Why? Because he's mechuyah b'davar, and they're hearing it, so it's fine. But the Avnei Nezer, Arachayim Simen Tov Lametes, and Rabbi Chanan, and Kaivitz Ari Simen Mechesoy Sidalin, has two Aris on this. The story is, why is it called the Eimei Mechuyah b'davar? He's mechuyah, he just doesn't have a hechatimsa, had a b'yetza. The etzim is mechuyah. The fact that he doesn't do it is because he can't do it. So that's mechuyah b'davar, p'mayu d'kav luhum. They bring a raya from the Magen Avraham, similar to Tess, he says, let's say someone doesn't have a left arm. They can't put on tefillin. There's a halacha that someone who's not mechuyiv in tefillin like a woman can't write tefillin. Kol she'ein b'kshir ein b'ksiva. But let's say someone doesn't have a left arm. Could he write tefillin? He says he could. He's a baron of his tefillin. He just doesn't have an arm to put it on. So he's mechuyiv. So kol she'ein b'kshirish is mechuyiv in tekiyah shayfer and megillah, even though there's no way to be yetzay. That's one ara. Second ara is, if the point is only because he's a Eina Mechuyah B'davar, not because there's anything wrong with what he's, with the Kriya, so what's the pshat in the Gemara that according to Behuda that says, that Lo Yishmi La'azav is Yetzib in the Evid, so what's the pshat in that, that Ayvazai, L'chadchila, and Acheirish can't read the Megillah? He's definitely a Mechuyah B'davar. He's Mechuyah, he could be Yetzib, he could read the Megillah and be Yetzib. And he is certainly allowed to read the Megillah for himself because there's no other way for him to be Yitza. So what's wrong if he reads it for the shul? Lo Yishmi Lazav, they all can hear it. It's me Yishmi Lazav. Even according to Rabbi Yasi, telling me the whole problem is because he's Ein Mechuyah B'davar. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he is a Mechuyah B'davar. What's the problem? You're telling me L'chachil, it's no good. Why? They can hear it. Well, there's not a Lo Yishmi Lazav here. The Shayim can hear it. Elamai the Kairi can't hear it. So what? But the Shayim can hear it. If you're telling me the only problem by a Cheirish according to Beis is Eina Mechuyah B'davar, here he is a Mechuyah B'davar. Why would it be a problem with Chetchil? You see from there, a Yisayid, it's not because he's Eina Mechuyah B'davar. It's because this Kriya is not working for him. If this Kriya doesn't work for him, it can't work for the Shemim. He's like the Shliach. If he can't make it work for himself, he certainly can't make it work for others. That's a pshat in the Svar. So Memela, we could say, Ay Bazai, that Hu Adin, if he can't make it work for himself, a chatchila, it's a b'di'evid for himself, it's a b'di'evid for the shayimim as well. But it's not because it ain't a mechuyah b'davar. It's ain't a mechuyah b'davar will say that he is because of the mechuyah b'davar. It's because it's not a kriyas megillah which works for him. Just similar like we had, let's say someone, we had the halacha, we had the Yerushalmi. If someone knows Lashon Kodesh, he can't be Eitzah B'Laz. So if someone knows Lashon Kodesh and he knows Laz, could he be Meitzah people who only know Laz? Shalmi says no. Because Kol she'ein mechuyah b'davar, any achal eitz achayim nechavasim. No, he's a mechuyah b'davar. But the pshat is the kriya won't work for him because he knows lashon kodesh. It doesn't work for him for Laz, so that's why it can't work for the others. So that's what the Avnei Nezer and Rabbi Chanan say. The Rabbi Kvega was saying that he say the davar is because he's not a mechuyah b'davar. It's not the point. He is a mechuyah b'davar. The point is because he can't be yetzah with this kriya, and that's why even when you can only be yetzah with the ever with the kriya. So again, all the shame only gives him the ever with this kriya. So that's how it's also Mamish Rezesais here in Megillah. There's a shtickle from Rav Shach and the Rambam that says a different svarim, which this we can understand maybe, because we said over, Rishain and the Kolbay and the Teshmatz also say that Pshan and Shefer is Eina Mechuyah B'davar. But Rav Shach says like this, Rav Shach is Medayik in the Rambam by Shefer that a Cheirish could be Maitzi. He says the Rambam doesn't mention this Chiddush, that this Cheirish is even a Medaber. So Stama Kippurusha, the Cheirish is the regular Cheirish, is Eina Shemeiv, Eina Medamir, and the reason why it can't be Meitzi is because he's not a Baradas, he's not a Barachayuva, but if the Cheirish would be able to Medamir, then he would be able to Meitzi. and it's not considered not a Baruch Yuva because he really is Mechayiv, he's just an Einus. And I guess the Rambam doesn't hold it as Svara that if he's not Yetzer with it, he can't be Meitzi others. No, he's not Yetzer because he didn't hear, the others did hear, so male of the Yetzer. So now we have the problem. So why then the Gila Cheresh can't be Meitzi? So if Shach says, it's not an Algemeine Svara, it's a Svara in Dibur. The Vard of Ishmila Oznav is not a Dibur, is a Din, it's a Chsayin in the Dibur. So Mela, Dibur Taka depends on the one speaking. If you can't hear what you're saying, you didn't say it. So even though they heard it, but they didn't hear a Dibur. Who would then, according to Yehuda, if you can't hear what you're saying, it's B'di'evin? So the Dibur is a Dibur B'di'evin. So by the Shefi Taka Yaitza, even though he's not Yaitza altogether, but the Shefi Ma Yaitza, Dibur is the problem. So Mela, that I think you could say in the Tashbats and in the Kolbay, if Shaif is not a problem, like we're saying, but they hold that Shaif is called an Einu Mechuyi B'davar. They don't hold that it's Svara, that he's Mechuyi B'davar, that he's an Einus. They're calling him an Einu Mechuyi B'davar. Fine. So Einu Chanami, according to Rabbi Yossi, Avada also you could say is an Einu Mechuyi B'davar. But according to Rabbi Huda, the Vard is it's a special din by Dibur. A Dibur of Lo Yishmi La Aznav, and maybe even according to Rabbi Yossi would be that way. If by a Dibur, if you stuff up your ears, that's not a Dibur according to Rabbi Yossi. So it's not only the Vardi Zayin and Mechayi B'davar. The Dibur is Mechal, not a Dibur. And according to Yehuda, it's a B'di'evedik a Dibur. So then you can Mechal to Megillah and Shaifa, that's what Rav Shach says. By Shaifa, it's a Tkiyah. You didn't hear it, so you're not Yaitza, but everyone else is Yaitza. By Dibur, if you can't hear, it's a Chsayin in the Dibur, and that's why, just like you're not Yaitza, everyone else is not Yaitza, and that's Shana Rabbi Huda, you're only Yaitza B'di'evid, everyone else is only Yaitza B'di'evid.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.